Thank you, Madam Chair. The purpose of my statement today is to encourage the expert mechanism to conduct a study on the impacts of First Nations engagement with the justice systems they are subjected to. This includes the child protection system, the youth justice system, and the criminal justice system. Madam Chair, over 30 years ago, the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody published its report. Since then, there have been 568 Indigenous deaths in custody in Australia. Our youth and our women, who are the fastest growing prison demographic in Australia, are dying while incarcerated by suicide and the neglect of health and well-being by those charged with their care. As Aboriginal leader Noel Pearson once said, we are not a criminal people. The root cause of our over-representation in prisons and jail cells is structural, not individual. Many of the Royal Commission's recommendations remain unimplemented. The 2018 Deloitte Economics Review of the implementation of the Royal Commission, which has previously been relied on by the Australian Government to assert otherwise, specifically excludes an assessment of how effective state actions against each recommendation have been in achieving outcomes and is therefore fundamentally inadequate in assessing the implementation of those recommendations. Madam Chair, we suggest that this future study highlight the rights of Indigenous children and young people who are entering and experiencing harms within out-of-home care and detention centres at alarming rates. Australia ranks 32 out of 38 OECD countries on child wellbeing, making up just 6% of the Australian population aged 10 to 17. Over half of all young people in detention on an average night in the June quarter of 2022 were Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander people. Official inspections have repeatedly reported on the maltreatment of children in youth detention in some jurisdictions. Advocates across Australia are calling for national youth justice standards to prevent the violence perpetrated against children, such as that which took place in a Brisbane watch house on 7th of August last year, which is being perpetrated by state officers and condoned by the leadership. First Nations children are disproportionately affected by failing tough on crime policy approaches adopted by Australian state and territory governments, such as adult crime, adult time. These sloganised approaches only serve to perpetuate racial profiling and negative stereotyping, condemning our children to a lifetime of abuse, deprivation and disadvantage, a cycle that repeats from generation to generation. Finally, Madam Chair, Australia cannot continue to simply tinker with flawed systems. The crisis in youth justice requires national leadership and cooperation across jurisdictions. We need a national approach to addressing the underlying causes of youth engagement with the justice system that assures the rights of First Nations children and youth in accordance with the Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples and which responds in a way that facilitates healing. States need to make better decisions based on evidence that ensure First Nations children get the start they need in life so they can enjoy positive futures that respects their right to self-determination, better life expectancy, educational achievement and economic opportunity. This requires urgent attention, Madam Chair, and we ask MREP to consider this for future consideration. Thank you.